This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Jesus Christ, Lord of the morning, rising with the sun of the new day, in the garden still damp with early morning dew, we find an empty tomb. You stand beside us, risen and glorified. You have destroyed death, broken the chains of oppression. You have gone before us into the darkest places and have made them holy. You are the same. Yesterday, today, and forever, yours is the victory. In this place, as earth begins to wake, we welcome you, Jesus Christ, our guest. Be with us this day and always. Amen. Please be seated. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Alleluia. The A word is back. If you have been following the wonderful Lenten devotional that was put together by our Parish Daughters of the King organization, perhaps you read the closing reflection for Easter Sunday already that I had written. In it, I recalled a story that was told to me by a priest friend of mine who serves in a parish that has a school. He said that there was a first grade teacher who was visibly moved by a production of the Stations of the Cross that the school was doing. The eighth graders had acted them out tableau style, taking an element of each station and freezing into that position as the story was proclaimed. It was at the 13th station when Jesus' mother holds the body of her dead son that the teacher lost it and tears began to flow. The first grader, right next to her, noticed her crying. And that little first grade girl took her hand in the teacher's and rested her head on the teacher to comfort her. And then after a while, tugged on the teacher's dress and said, "Can I say something that might help?" "Of course," the teacher said. And the girl whispered into the teacher's ear, "He didn't stay dead." He didn't stay dead. And because of that one detail, everything changes. If Jesus did not remain in the grips of death, if the tomb could not hold that one life, it will not hold us either. But not staying dead is so bigger than our own physical death. It has to do with our everyday living. Not staying dead means that there is a power within each one of us that we can draw upon in every situation, that we are born to rise. This is the great revelation of Easter. Like leaven in dough, that unleavened bread we used, matzah, for the Passover, not anymore. We are a risen people. It is in us we are meant and made to rise. If there is anything that might help our broken lives, it is this stunning bit of Easter news. We all know what it can be like to be stuck. How often we think we are condemned to the same vicious cycles. And we sabotage relationships. We argue over the same silly issues. We become bound by creeping insecurities and unfounded fears. We engage in self-destructive addictions of one sort or another. Today's message is that it doesn't have to be that way. We are made to rise, and we can. What it takes to do that is now within us. The Scriptures proclaim again and again that what happened to Jesus is the pattern of each of our lives. By His choices and His life, He shows us what is possible for us in our everyday living. Dying and rising is the pattern of each of our lives. And when death finds us, we have it in us to rise. Easter says that every child, no matter the circumstances into which they were born, every teen or young adult who deals with heartaches, even every dying person, no matter their suffering, is born to rise, to soar. It is our nature to get up after we fall down. It is now in us to be freer tomorrow than we are today. It is in us from the very beginning to rise. God is calling that forth in each of us today, whatever our faith or lack thereof. It is in the core, because of Easter, in the every single human being's heart. When our lives get out of control, the temptation is just to push ourselves harder and try to regain control of everything. We feel vulnerable, frightened. If I can just trust the great truth that I am meant to rise, I could let go and find my peace. Easter calls us to do our part. We always are called to do our part, but we know it doesn't all depend on me. We can rise from losses in our life. I've suffered losses in my own. But I'm a better person for having suffered those losses, because now I've been there before, and when it's my turn to suffer again, I can remember that I know this Easter truth to the core of my being and choose to trust to go forward, that I was born to rise. And you are too. You all know that I have a bit of a passion for baseball. And they started something new this year. It's called Instant Replay. I hate it. They said it was not going to slow down the game. But what happens is the manager of the team is allowed one challenge every game. And so what happens is he comes out of the dugout and he engages the umpires in a conversation, not an argument, just killing time, probably talking about what they had for dinner the night before. Because what's really happening is the manager has his experts back in the locker room looking at the instant replays. And so as he talks to the umpire, he's stalling as he looks for the evidence that he hopes they're going to find as they watch the replays in the locker room. They're wanting to overturn the decision. They're looking for clear evidence to overturn the call. How many of us are living our lives that way? We are continuing to sit on the fence, hedging our bets while we look for the evidence. This Easter day tells us that we have all the evidence we need. What more could we ask for? We have a God who came into this world in the most difficult circumstances a human being could possibly come into the world under. We have a God who suffered the most horrible torture and death that one human being could possibly undergo. And we have a God who went through all of that suffering that is the most horrific thing imaginable, and at the same time did it with nothing but total and complete devotion and love. God is giving us the evidence in the most striking possible way so we can't miss it. So don't miss it. Whether this is the umpteenth time you have been at an Easter service or whether it's the first time, you don't need to wait for more evidence. You are born to rise. Our good friend, Father Sam Brown, called me on the phone and was talking to me about the Paschal Mystery, and he made this incredible point. He said, you know, if your best friend was to rise from the dead, would you rather be able to see that person, or would you rather be able to talk and have a continued relationship with that friend? I want to have a relationship with that friend who's come back to life. That begins today. We are born to rise. May we all claim our resurrection. Amen.